This is GIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister says the government intends to pay all retroactive sums this fiscal year. Health Minister appeals for parents to keep children affected by hand, foot and mouth disease home. And Senate approves amendments to the Civil Aviation Act. The news in detail after the break.
This is the JUTC, I talk of the things.
So listen and learn.
Hear me now. We are the only legit stage carriage provider in the KMTR.
Learn that.
GUTC, the real deal when you travel by bus in the KMTR. Yellow is the color code, red plate too. No take no chance with the robot man and the loader man. Travel on the JUTC buses only in the KMTR. Learn that. JUTC.
Right. JUTC, your route to excellence.
Now the news. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the government intends to pay all retroactive sums associated with the new wage agreements this fiscal year. Dr. Phillips says while significant adjustments will be necessary to fund the agreed wage increases for the current and next financial years, the government is making every effort to facilitate the increases as soon as possible.
Meeting these commitments, which includes the 4% and the 3%, and the allowances, some of which extend beyond 4%, will require, as we have said, compensatory adjustments to the budget for this fiscal year.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in Parliament recently. He reiterated that the government has no plans to pursue job cuts in order to meet the terms of the new public sector wage agreement. The finance minister says several cost-saving measures are still being pursued, including voluntary separations and public sector modernization. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is continuing his appeal for parents to keep children affected by hand, foot and mouth disease home for at least 7 days to allow them to fully recover. He says this will prevent transmission of the virus to others.
Schools should also frequently clean and disinfect areas, particularly those where young children frequent. We're asking school administrators to make an immediate report to the medical officers in their parish or to the parish health department if they suspect that there may be cases of the illness in their school.
Dr. Ferguson was speaking at a recent press briefing in Kingston. Since August, the ministry intensified its infection prevention and control campaign and has been urging persons to observe proper hygiene practices. These practices include washing hands regularly with soap and water and covering nose and mouth when sneezing and coughing to reduce the spread of germs. The Senate has approved amendments to the Civil Aviation Act, which seeks to increase the membership of the Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority JCAA board. The bill proposes to appoint 3 additional persons to serve on the board, which will bring the total to 12 up from 9. The board currently has 8 appointed persons and 1 ex officio member, the Director General. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says this adjustment has been recommended by the JCAA board to enable the entity to manage its workload more effectively and efficiently.
In recent times, the authority has been experiencing an increase in the workload that it has to carry due to the demands of the global civil aviation community and the requirements of the International Civil Aviation Organization. As the world gets increasingly complex, more and more regulation of activities such as air travel and so on, the work of the authority has been growing.
Senator Golding says the adjustments will seek to meet the increased demands of the global civil aviation community and the International Civil Aviation Organization. And the National Road Safety Council, NRSC, is reporting that 267 people have died in road crashes since the start of the year. The NRSC says there is an increase in the number of road fatalities from January 1 to September 30 when compared to the same period in 2013 and 2014. There were 247 deaths for the same period in 2014. The statistics for this year, compiled from information provided by the police traffic headquarters, also indicate that motorcyclists and pillion passengers have accounted for 89 deaths, while occupants of private motor cars recorded 39 fatalities for the period. The number of deaths of occupants traveling in public passenger vehicles now stands at 9, while 65 pedestrians lost their lives on the nation's roads. Among the 267 recorded road fatalities, 14 were pedal cyclists and 14 children. That was the GIS News. I'm Anjuy James Soyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.